everybody. It's your boy J Omega. That's at J Omega SO on every social media network.
It's your boy Saya SO on all social media networks. Snapchat is Saya underscore SO.
And this is the Officially Street Podcast, officiallystreet.com. So look, y'all know where to follow us. Facebook at facebook.com/officiallystreet. Mm-hmm. Twitter at TOS Podcast underscore SO. And SoundCloud, iTunes, and Stitcher every Friday. We dropping that heat for y'all.
Word.
So let's talk about last week.
About last week, man. Excuse me, I'll bring up my notes. We did an episode. We spoke about Cat Williams wilding out again. Y'all know how much we love to talk about this nigga and the wild shit that he be doing.
We actually don't love to talk about him.
No, we don't, but we've spoken about him, and he's turned into like our Meek Mills for 2016 so far. You know, he took 50 in Meek's spot for the moment.
He's the champ.
Yeah. True Life is home, so watch your life. We let you guys know that.
Absolutely.
We also asked, are we witnessing the decline of Beyonce?
Which we've got some mixed responses about. We actually had some females saying, oh, it's definitely a decline.
Yeah, I was shocked.
And then we had some other people saying, nah, she's Beyonce. She gonna do what she wants. She know what she's doing, da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah. They also, did you hear the rumor they're saying that Jay's gonna put out an album responding to her?
I heard about putting a record out. I didn't know by when they said, I didn't know that by record they meant whole album or mixtape.
I highly doubt it myself.
Now, it would be cool if he says some slick shit in a song.
I think he could
or
do
in
that.
A verse. Yeah, he I don't could know do about a whole man. I'd highly doubt that.
I really hope that that he doesn't do anything.
Either way, it's
like
all
that.
For publicity.
Bro. Yeah, they're good. And we also had like a very in-depth conversation about Drake.
Yes.
His career.
Yes.
And
yes.
There we go.
Yeah.
And also, just to, because people were saying that we were haters.
Yeah, yeah.
We really not haters, because I don't know, understand it. Like, throughout the whole episode, we showed him nothing but love.
Yeah, yeah.
But we also gave mad facts. Yeah, so to show a little bit more love,
yeah.
Salute to him. He's officially platinum.
Yeah.
His first week. He physically sold 852,000 copies,
yeah,
and then with streaming, and definitely a big push from Hotline Bling,
yeah,
pushed the album over platinum. Okay, I'm fucking done with you,
yeah.
And then just to end it off, we were pretty much lit all last episode, so it was definitely a good time. So make sure you guys tune in if you didn't hear it yet.
Yeah, my fault. That's just the classic Drake.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You're the one who tagged me in that clip on.
Of all the IG. Times, of like, all the years throughout the whole fucking album.
Yeah.
But listen, man, to those of y'all who think we haters, man, they just the feels of two niggas that love hip hop. You know what I mean?
Eat a dick.
It's just a couple of niggas feels on the album. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, definitely, man. Definitely. But, all right, man. Let's start it up. Let's get into our weeks. You want to go first, sir? Or you?
Well, I just deleted all of my notes.
Okay.
So,
all right. So, I guess while you figure that out, then I'll. I guess I'll just go. Fuck it.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay, I got him back.
No, he's
my shaking. Fault. Y'all know
he's
how this
shaking iPhone. His phone.
Nah. I'm not even gonna give y'all the secret. But y'all, if y'all are iPhone users, y'all know the secret.
I know exactly what you're doing.
You
but,
not,
right.
You know.
Thursday night, we recorded the podcast. We had both of our wives here. That was actually dope. We were all fucking gone. I mean,
smacked.
Gone.
Smacked.
OD. And then once we were done recording the podcast, we drank more.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? So it was just a good time.
Thursday was Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo. Lost our fucking minds.
Y'all can tell how this episode is gonna go, right?
Episode before we continue, episode sponsored by Crown Apple.
Yes, very
that's
good.
That's my whiskey of choice
very
as of late.
Good, very good. So yeah, we turned up here. You know what I mean? It was definitely a good time. I'm going to get into it. I drank way too much last weekend.
Nasai was completely unwashed.
I was unwashed for like a good 3-4 days.
Nah, but that's most of the week. Cherry would be proud of you. Shout out to Cherry. Shout out to Cherry Poppins. We're going to have her on hopefully next week.
Yeah, hopefully.
She was supposed to be on this week, but her her schedule was a little crazy.
Yeah, so she'll definitely be back. I know how much you guys love when she's on here, especially the female listeners. Because they'll be like, I get tired of hearing you niggas talk. You
know speaking of that, let us know. Hit us up on Twitter. Let us know if y'all really, I mean, because people been kind of hitting us up like offline, like, yo, this episode was dope, but they don't really tell us why right away. And I'll be like, yo, what was it about this one that was different? And they just be like, yo, Cherry just brings something different. It's like, all right. So hit us up. I want to know how many of y'all really feel that way, because we're going to bring her on the show a little bit more often.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely more often. All right, so Friday, my daughter had her African drumming performance. Y'all might have seen my snaps. I'm usually there when she does her performances. Pretty good, you know what I mean? You can just be in there, just the drums be going doo 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 doo. We need a camera, nigga. I'm losing my mind.
No,
hey, oh, doo 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 doo. You got me on snap?
Yeah. OD got you on snap, nigga. Holy
y'all check
shit.
That snap out. Y'all check that snap out.
I'm dying.
Nah, it be wow. it's a good time though. She enjoys it. I'm glad that she enjoys it. It's at that moment, like it's at that time where like you're trying to figure out what your child likes. So we did the softball. We did soccer. She's into basketball right now for the moment, which I'm proud of, but who knows if she's going to stick with it. And then it's African drumming. She did chorus. She wants to do band. Blah, 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 blah. Basically, I'm broke.
As long as the kids is active. I was going to say, it probably is breaking your pockets.
as long as the kids
is active, that's really what's up. Because
OD, nigga, I'll be looking at her old like softball equipment like, whoo, whoo, that was $50. Whoo, those shoes. Oh, my God. But anyway, Friday night, once that was all done, this was actually my like only wash day of that weekend. Friday night, everybody went to bed and I was just fucking with music till like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. Not stopping. I'm still thinking about making more new music because I don't want to get into it, but I'm thinking about making more new music. I'm still producing. I'm still working with a few people. So, I'm busy.
No, we still out here, man.
Yeah. Saturday, during the day, I went to a dedication for one of my friend's sons at a very, very Catholic church. Catholic church. You looked at me like you don't know what a dedication is.
You took the words out of my mouth because I meant to ask you what that was when I was waiting for the podcast.
So pretty much it's like it's almost like a baptism.
Okay.
But it's not a baptism.
Because they're like, not Christian or?
Because they're not old enough.
Oh, okay.
Because the following day I did a dedication for my kids. Okay. But we go to a different church. But anyway, I actually want to get into that. Matter of fact, fuck it. We'll do it now. The Catholic church was like one of those like, now we are going to pray. And then like you get up like, okay, all right. And I'm not used to this. My church is, they play lively music. My pastor goes up there and he's in like a button up and some jeans and maybe some slacks. He looks clean. Like he don't have no robe on.
So it's casual.
Yeah, it's casual. You know what I mean? And like, it's not like he's just reading out of a Bible. Like my pastor is like, all right, he's telling stories. He sits there and jokes about his wife. Well, not like bad jokes, but like he'll be like, yeah, my wife will kill me if she did something like, you know what I mean? Shit like that. Like, he makes it to a point where everybody can understand it.
Right.
This church, and no offense if this is the church that y'all go to or if you go to a church like it, but it was just like, now stand, turn the chapter. And it's like, oh my God, why are you speaking like this? You know what I mean? And second is like, okay, bro, like if the whole point of this church service is just to read the book, my guy, I'd go home and read the book if that's what you're doing. And it was pretty much like stand, sit, kneel again.
Oh, hell no.
Stand up, sit, and I'm just like, yo.
This is why people are afraid of church.
Exactly. And I'm just like, I'm like, yo, no. And he's like, you guys are more than welcome to come back. I'm like, no, thank you, sir.
I will not be back.
You ever see that episode of Blackish where they went to the other church?
Yes.
And the first day they was like, oh, this is dope. Yeah. They got a live band. Ah, this is not that bad. We not even churchgoers. And then the next day they came in, it was the same shit. And they was like, we're bored.
Yeah. Now, it's funny because my brother, I don't know, like, I think I've been to his church once as well. But he walks into my church. He's like, why does this look like a club?
Oh, no.
Because, like, they have a stage, but it's, like, kind of dark in there. And, right. Like, they have a background and they're playing music. But it's not just, like, church music. Like, the shit sounds like something that could be, like, on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But they're singing about God. You know what I mean? So it's definitely... I don't want to say it's better, but it's my preference.
Might have to get the Officially Street podcast in there one day.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how well
that may not go well.
No, that won't go too well. Let us say nigga and fuck one too
many
times.
Oh no, it's over. Yep,
it'll be over. So praise him, but no, we won't be in there. So Saturday after the dedication on Saturday, then we went to my man's house, and that's when I started drinking.
Lost your mind?
Lost my mind there. He did a thing where he had like a tub of watermelon, and he soaked it in mad different alcohol. So I was eating some of that while drinking beers. I took some of the watermelons with me because I knew that they weren't going to finish it. And then we met up, my wife and I, we met up with Jay and his wife.
Yep.
Because we were going out, and I guess we could kind of speak about this one together. But once we arrived, Jay had some more Bacardi. He added more into the bag.
It was lit.
It was OD lit. We ate that. We turned whatever was left over into shots. All of this before we were going to head out.
and
being responsible.
Well, I mean, you know.
Yeah, you know, and then we hit up the movies, man. Actually, a spot... I won't give this spot away.
Don't
so
give the spot away. Don't
we
give
can
spot
enjoy
away.
It don't and not have none away. Of you knuckles come through and ruin it for us. But basically, yo, the movie theater is lit. It has a bar. You know what I mean?
You could take your drink into the movie.
You could take your drink into the movie. And it's not like you go there and like they have like rinky-dink drinks. Like,
No.
Nigga,
no.
It's official ass
No, the drinks,
drinks.
Is good.
Strong.
Strong as fuck. Strong. Recliners on deck. Oh, comfortable seats.
Yeah,
you know
real
what I'm
quick.
Saying?
Let's talk about. We had our wives going first to find our seats. Now we were sitting. We bought this the seats in advance. We were sitting in different rows.
Right.
But like we got in there, we're like, all right, let's just see if we could at least sit by each other. So our wives were sitting in my seat that me and my wife reserved.
Mm-hmm.
So me and Jay were just like, ah, fuck it. There's a seat like right next to them. Jay pretty much just did.
I did
pause.
A squat.
He did a squat, and like as he was sitting, the guy I guess that had the seat reserved walked over like for his friend. He's like, "Hey, somebody's gonna be sitting there, guys. Thank you."
No,
and at this
yep.
moment, I'm already sitting and I'm reclining. So as my feet are going up and he's talking, I'm just like, "Well, nope, this is gonna work." And I just put the shit right back down,
reclining
like
reclining up and then reclining down at the same. No, I'm telling you, I got a good squat in. As soon as my ass cheek touched the chair, he was like, yep, nope.
Yep, no, sir.
And, nope, somebody's sitting here. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
I got right
Go
back up.
Go find your like, seat, well, nigga.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
You know what?
It wasn't that bad. It
so
wasn't
wait
that
a minute.
Bad.
How many followers did we lose? How many? Wait.
We already
how
lost.
How many
them.
Races?
We already lost.
We lost
them.
The Chinese.
We lost everybody.
We lost the Arabic.
That's why are we doing this?
We lost. Did we
Chinese.
Lose Jamaicans yet?
No.
We lost Arabic. Nah. We lost Chinese. We lost something last episode. You wilded out last episode.
We definitely lost gays.
Oh, for sure.
Fucking with you.
For sure.
Something last episode. I don't know. We're too drunk.
And now white people in general. Yeah. So.
If you guys are still with us, thank you very much.
To the rest of our black listeners, what up?
Pretty much.
We appreciate y'all.
So, so we just enjoyed. The movie was dope. We were drinking throughout the movie. We enjoyed ourselves. We were trying to find somewhere to fucking eat after the movies. That was a struggle.
Oh, that was a story too.
I'll let you get into that, but I'll just finish mine off. I feel like I've been going for a minute. So basically, I was drinking all day Saturday. Like I said, Sunday I had a dedication for my two younger kids, which was a great turnout, great event. And then after that, I just went drinking again. Like a fucking, like I don't have kids at home and I don't have responsibilities.
Cherry
but fuck
would
it.
Be proud.
Cherry would OD
Cherry
be proud.
Cherry would be proud.
And I was smacked. Like it was really, really bad. It was really bad. Drinking and amongst other things. And yeah. I was just at my dude's house for Sunday night, wilding out. And then the rest of the week, man, I was working in and out the gym, or at least trying to. I've been struggling in the gym a little bit, man, but it is what it is. I'll get it right. You know what I mean? And let me see. Ball. We did ball on Wednesday evening.
Yes, sir.
And it was actually a pretty good turnout. I was proud of both of us. We was out there. We was balling.
Definitely wasn't bad. Definitely wasn't bad at all.
What wasn't that bad? Jay had a few highlights. I had a few highlights.
Put some points up.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It was definitely a good time. And Danny, come see me. I know you're listening. Come see me. All right? Listen, I'm not what I used to be, but I still bust your ass. All right?
Knee brace at all.
Okay. And then you know what? We just found out amazing news. Hopefully for right now, JP may be coming up.
Oh,
might be seeing
shit.
JP sometime soon. I didn't forget, my guy.
Might get him on the podcast.
If he does get the chance to come up here, y'all will definitely hear JP on the episode. I know y'all been asking and all that shit. But I know we were talking about me versus JP a while ago. It's going to happen if he comes through. All right? We got to get the video shit popping again and all that.
You might have to watch it. JP think he mellow out here.
Nah, JP OD be
JP
sitting there talking
shots
like,
and, you
like
know what I mean?
He scoring, really thinks he's brawn out
he's
here.
He's scoring layups
that.
Now.
You know what I mean? Nah, nigga, I'm still not scared of you. All right? 6'2" or not, I'm not scared of you. All right? But yeah, it was a good turnout. And that was pretty much it, man. Like I said, I just had an OD lit weekend. I can't really get into details of because I have a job and I want to keep my job.
Facts.
And yeah, that's about it, man. So go ahead, Jay. I'll let you go, sir.
I mean, my week was pretty much in sync with yours because we was chilling. So Thursday, Cinco de Mayo, lost our minds. Saya already told y'all. Mm-hmm. Saturday, went to see Civil War. Dope-ass movie. Can't wait to see Black Panther when it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Go see Civil War if you didn't see it. It's Team Captain America out this bitch. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Come see us. It's that red and that blue. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't talking about Spider-Man. You feel me? Cap gang out here.
Oh,
you
shit.
Dig? Anyway.
Definitely.
Sunday. Sunday was dope. Me and the wife, I'm still not used to calling her that yet. Mm. But me and Quana went wine tasting at a little spot over here by where we live.
That was cool.
That was dope. Now, in Civil War, there was a reference to Ant-Man, to the Ant-Man movie that I didn't understand because I didn't see Ant-Man. Mm. And so we watched Ant-Man on Sunday also, so we understood the references. Ant-Man was kind of dope. It was cool.
Yeah, it is.
I ain't really mind it. And then Wednesday, we bowled. So Monday, Tuesday, you know how I do. I go to the gym. I go to work, all that blah, blah, blah shit. Wednesday was dope. We bowled. I bowled for about 2 hours and I left.
Yeah,
put some numbers up. You know, I ain't bowled since probably like early January when I was in Florida fucking around with JP.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool. But Wednesday was dope because like we actually played some full court games and ran a lot. I didn't sit down no game, so I was cool. I was proud of myself. Put some points up. I was gonna say put some boards up, but I'm wilding.
Okay.
And I did not fucking hack anybody. I want you to. Did I hack you, Saya?
Nah, you didn't. I won't lie. Jay, you know what it is?
No, you're niggas not... talk about me like I hack niggas. I don't be fouling niggas.
I'm gonna let you know right now. The way that you play D in the league could be a foul.
So when you knocked the ball out of my hand when I was dribbling, that wasn't a reach in the league? Okay then. It's street ball, my nigga. Okay. This is not the league.
But that's why I don't call. I don't
unless
really
I'm smacking somebody in the mouth
Jay doesn't call
anything either.
Nah, neither do I. But Jay's one of those dudes who pause. He throws his body on you and he'll put his body weight on you.
I absolutely will.
That and that's what I'm saying. Like in the league,
if you're in the paint, but, hell yeah.
But Jay will throw the body on you, and some people just aren't used to that.
If you're in the paint, hell yeah.
Yeah, nah.
The fuck out the paint.
Nah.
Get the fuck out the paint. Because niggas that be in the paint be Sia size and JP size and complaining. I'm 5'9", my nigga. You're 1,700 pounds.
No, nigga. I'm
And JP is 6'3", 700 pounds also. All right? So I don't want to fucking hear it. All right? And Drew just got retard strength, so no. so fuck that.
No,
nigga
not
too.
Even strength. He just has some retard like ways of playing. Because we spoke about this before. Like,
nigga called Drew a retarded player.
No. The way he plays, Drew knows.
Now, Drew be wild. Drew be wild.
He'll have a clean layup. He'll do a 360 in while doing a windmill just to make a basic layup. And we're like, yo, my guy, why? Why did you do it? You got the point. Congratulations. But you could have just did a regular layup.
Nah,
all
Drew
of that.
Be wildin'.
Throwing the ball and doing
I think he'd be trying to show off, honestly.
I don't know. Maybe
he'd be trying to show off.
Maybe that's, I don't know. Well, I caught a body yesterday, too, with that Euro step.
You did catch a body.
That was cool. That was cool. All right, my bad. I'm just, you know, bigging myself up a little bit.
Anyway, let's get into the episode. First of all, I want to shout out a couple people because I've gone a few episodes without shouting people out. Mm. Before I get into the episode, I want to shout out OMGO Marlon Green.
Word.
And the rest of the co-hosts over at CMU Radio. If y'all don't know, find out. CMUradio.com. Clearly Misunderstood. They have a dope podcast. They're based out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Pretty dope. So check them out.
Funny as shit.
Shout out to the Grime Lords.
Word,
Penrose, Stab, Rust, Face, all of them. They have a dope podcast called
Grime Lords.
Grime Lords.
I'm pretty sure you just say Grime
see,
Lords.
See, I thought it was, I'm thinking Twitter. I'm thinking Grime Empire.
Nah,
but anyway,
got you.
Grime Lords, check them out. Dope podcast. Shout out to EMA Radio. They got a dope ass hip hop podcast as well. And they from the Bronx. Well, at least I think most of them. So shout out to them.
I think they're all from the Bronx, but they in like B-more
they live in
now.
Baltimore or some shit. Yeah. But that's what's up. Shout out to them. And any other shout outs? You got any other shout outs?
I want to give a shout out to C-Biz, Kate Kilsey at About Nothing podcast.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
They have a dope podcast as well. They always show love. You
know, we might end up on their show soon. Maybe.
Maybe. Let's figure it out. He did reach out, but you
I would
know
like
what I mean?
To be.
We'll figure it out. I don't want to jump the gun, but definitely if we at least have a conversation and all that. We did speak, so we're going to figure it out. But y'all definitely, well, I don't want to say definitely, but y'all might hear something soon, you know what I mean, with us on there or vice versa.
Anyway, go check out their show. Definitely. And shout out to Premium Pete as well.
Word, shout out to
his podcast as
well. Yo, JB getting around, my guy. You had a few shout outs on some different podcasts last week, man.
I be talking to niggas, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Okay, I see you, sir.
You gotta stay active in these streets.
Mm-hmm, I see you.
In these social media streets, you know? But let's get into the episode. Let's talk about some of the boring news first.
Baby fever, man.
Yeah, we got a little bit of baby fever. So Blac Chyna is pregnant.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure y'all probably heard about it by now.
That's a power move. Shout out to Blac Chyna. That's a power move.
Definitely, man.
That's a power move.
So, like, all those jokes that people had, like, are now coming true about this nigga Tiger.
They're pretty much going to come true. I mean, all that's left is for Tiger to marry Kylie. Yeah. And it's going to be ultimately true.
And then rumors are saying that they're not together anymore. But whatever. We're not one of those podcasts.
Anyway,
but
shout out to Blac Chyna. I mean, she's pregnant. At first, I was like, do we know if it's true? And, you know, so the rumors started to form into actual truth. So, she's pregnant. That's what's up. Now, it depends on if this is a boy. To determine
if it's a boy,
because that's really going to determine if they're going to carry the Kardashian name. Because if it's a woman, I mean, if it's a girl, sure, she's going to have the Kardashian name until she potentially she gets married.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see if it's a boy or not. If it's a boy, that's going to be crazy.
Oh.
Speaking of new parents, Janet Jackson is pregnant.
That's wild.
This bitch 49.
Okay. All right. No, he's speaking as if she's not a legend, but okay.
Oh, definitely a legend. She's a bitch. She's a bad bitch. She's a bad bitch.
Married to like a multi-billionaire
OD.
And all that shit.
OD. But she's pregnant, so I'm wondering if this was a fucking scientific pregnancy because 49 is type old. Nah, when does menopause kick in?
It's usually in your
around
40s.
Around that time. And she pulled out of her tour. Because she wanted to start a family. Now, who the fuck? Come on now.
No,
you 48, 49 years old talking about you want to pull out of your tour that's making you money to start a family, right? Not to try. She said she's pulling out to start a family. So she had this shit planned. She had a plan.
You know what? When you're an artist and you're married to a billionaire, she ain't really got shit to worry about anyway, man.
I mean, y'all talk shit about me having kids late. Get the fuck out of here, my nigga.
Listen, I've given up on that. I mean, God bless you.
I'm not 49. That's all I'm going to say.
Just don't be in like your later 30s and just having a kid, my guy.
I'm not 49.
Okay. All right. We're not going to do this.
But fuck that. On the topic of parents, on the topic of mothers, Timbaland posted an interesting post on Instagram.
This was weird.
For Mother's Day. So on Instagram, Timbaland posted a picture of Aaliyah. Mm-hmm. And captioned it, Happy Mother's Day, Mothers. So a lot of us were confused because we don't know of Aaliyah having any kids. But this post mean something? Like, was it just something to stir up some Instagram talk, some social media talk?
Or do people view her as like a mother to them?
I highly doubt it because she was very young when she passed.
But you know what's his, you know what, now that we're on this, I always want to know, like, Aaliyah was talented. She had great music.
Don't do this.
I'm not hating at all. I just want to understand where you guys are coming from now.
Oh, like, no, that's facts.
With showing all this love.
That's facts. Because
it's like, she passed away, what? Nigga, I had to probably still be in high school.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure.
You know what I mean?
For sure. So early 2000, like 2001, was
it? Yeah, it had to be something like that.
It was a long time
ago. And like just now, out of nowhere, it's like everybody's an Aaliyah fan. And this is like, where were y'all?
Well, like, this kind of started almost like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
2 or 3 years ago.
I know why. Drake.
Oh, yes. True. True, 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 true.
Drake's a fan. Drake and so everybody else is a fan.
Yeah, exactly. And
all right.
Right.
You know what? I just answered my question. Y'all stay blessed out there.
Be safe. Watch your life. So so back to my question, you know, do we think maybe there's a secret kid somewhere out there? I don't buy it only because we would have heard rumors. We would have heard definitely. About it. I never heard anything about this in the tabloids. Not that I read them. But it was interesting that he chose a picture of Aaliyah to say Happy Mother's Day.
I would really want to know what he meant behind it. Because I'm definitely confused. I'm still confused.
And the thing is, Timbaland don't really do interviews like that. So we ain't going to know for like another 5 years in his next interview.
I actually don't mind if you don't do interviews.
No, I don't mind either.
I love to hear his stories.
Yeah, but it's a waste of time. It's a long...
No, you know, he be making the old man noises.
He makes the old man noises. Not only does he make the old man noises, but he talks like an old man. Where he says shit that's irrelevant and has nothing to do with the question that was asked.
No, he's OD like my father from last week's episode. Like, he just will go on and switch topics out of, you know, on topics on top of
OD.
Topics.
That's OD Timbo. So listen, if y'all have any inside scoops on this situation with Aaliyah, do she have kids or not? Hit us up on Twitter or email us at officiallystreet@gmail.com. But speaking of interviews, supposedly Ja Rule got roasted on the internet this week.
This nigga wild out. All right. So it actually wasn't, it didn't stem from an interview. I don't even know how it got brought up. Maybe somebody asked him about it or whatever. But he tweeted out something and he basically said, "This is why I love America. While we're all laughing at the MJ crying face, he gets a fucking dollar, every time he gets a post. Joke's on us. If you don't get the fuck out of here..."
I want Ja Rule to wake up and come back to real life.
Like,
that's what I want. I want Ja Rule to realize that this is not a cartoon.
My guy, what sense does this make?
That there's such thing as myths... Okay, and there's such thing as just fucking reality. You know what I'm saying? Come back to reality. I know he has a reality TV show, but that's not real either, my nigga.
Yeah, think about how many times I could think about how many times I've posted a fucking MJ crying meme or whatever like that. It's damn near impossible.
He's not getting
damn near, a dollar.
He's not getting a motherfucking dollar.
He's not getting a dollar.
Let me tell you something. This is the same thing. This goes back to the voting days where niggas was like, oh, stop posting your ballot. If you post it, it doesn't count.
It doesn't count.
My nigga, wake up.
You don't fucking wake
the fuck up. These fucking, it's not true, okay? It's not fucking true. Nobody's watching my Twitter and saying, oh, I know that's Jared Jackson. Let me go ixnay his vote. Nobody's doing that, my nigga.
Boy, nobody's looking on my Twitter. Social nobody's and all that.
Nobody's looking on your Twitter and saying, oh, he posted the MJ crying meme. Let me go get Michael Jordan a fucking dollar for this post right now. Let me deposit this dollar into Michael Jordan's account because meme was posted. That's not how it works, my nigga.
Nah,
that's
not how it works. Not at all. And then people started putting the MJ crying face on Mad Jaro pictures.
Yo, let's make MJ rich hashtag tonight.
Yo, and the one that had me dying, and nobody posted, it wasn't an MJ crying face, but they said everybody saw Ja Rule wild out, and they said, and they jumped into his Twitter like this. Do you remember the Thug Lovin' video with Bobby Brown? And remember when he gets out of the helicopter, and this nigga does like a karate kick? So he like gets out. I'm gonna post it for y'all if y'all never seen
the
video.
I'm trying to remember.
But like, he gets out of the helicopter and he like goes like this. And they're like, they're in his mentions. I can't, like this. I lost it.
I kind of remember, but I don't.
Oh, matter of fact, I actually have the gift, so I'm definitely posting it.
Yeah, you got to post it on the Facebook
and the
Twitter.
Dying. Oh, and somebody said some other shit. Oh, they're like, well, let's see what Ja Rule has to say about this. Do you remember when Dave Chappelle did that skit?
I did.
He's like, nobody gives a fuck what Ja Rule has to say about 9/11.
He was like, yeah, well, you know, it's a tragic time.
I don't give a fuck about no Ja Rule. Nah, so they were wilding. I think I saved a few, so I'll try to post it on our Facebook and our Twitter and all that. But he just took an L with that. And then he took another L this week as he's performing somebody with the accuracy threw a beer can at him while he was performing. And then like it didn't hit him in the chest. Didn't like kind of bounce. No, right in pause, le fucking dome.
I would have died laughing.
Shit caught him right in the head.
I
bounced off. And so then he's looking in the crowd like, yo, I got a stack if anybody points out who threw the beer. So, you know, niggas is like, yo, he did it.
Yeah, they want that bread.
They want that bread. Yo, he did it. He goes, yo, my man, come here. Fire! He smacked fire out of this nigga's face.
Hold on. But what kind of real nigga is going to go to the stage and allow a nigga to smack him like that.
First of all, you have to salute the guy for at least walking up. But yo, he smacked flames out of this nigga. And then turned around and just kept performing.
Nigga, fuck out of
nigga,
here.
Nigga, I don't,
son.
Like, all right, I've done performances and nothing's been that crazy. But I don't know how guys do it. Like, that's professional. Like, do you remember when Akon, like, body slammed that one dude off a stage?
I heard about that, yes.
Nigga, like, somebody, I guess they threw something at Akon and he was just like, all right, who did it? And the dude pointed, he's like, oh, all right, yo, come to the stage. Nigga came to the stage, went to like give him a pound. This nigga like did the fireman carry. It was just like, yo, my nigga, off the stage. And then he's like, now let's go. I'm locked up. Okay. I'm just like, yo, my guy, no, how'd you do that?
No, nigga, you're about to be locked up.
You're about to. That's assault.
No, nigga.
That's assault and it's on camera.
You're about to be locked up, my nigga. Where are your bodyguards?
I don't know. Like, I think if that shit was to happen to me, I'd talk for like a minute. Like, can y'all believe this shit?
Nigga, I don't know, man. I don't know. I might go right back into performing.
Yeah, I might, man. I might.
It depends on the circumstance.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, I guess he didn't take that much of an L for that one.
I mean, if he smacked the shit out of a nigga, that's retaliation.
You kind of redeemed yourself, but he still took a few L's this week, man.
Speaking of somebody who can't seem to redeem themselves.
Oh, and I find out more shit about this, man. Azealia Banks.
I thought you said this man as in this man, like this male.
Oh, I got. Okay.
And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, yo, he's disrespectful.
Nah, I'm not that disrespectful.
My nigga.
But I'm going to get disrespectful, though. I won't lie. I've been waiting for her to disappear for a long fucking time. I really have. Because all she does, like, I'm not one of those people who hate on her and hasn't listened to her music. Mm-hmm. I've tried. Mm-hmm. Like, she's put out some songs. I'm like, let me listen to her to see if people are hating on her and don't really know her and hasn't listened to like her music and heard anything good. I listened to it and I'm like, fuck out of here with this bullshit.
She's just not talented.
She's not.
I think that's the problem. She's just not. She doesn't have talent. Like, you know, people that are talented, like I listen to Ariana Grande and I'm like, you know, she's not that good, but it's like, okay, she's talented. I get it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's like, I can bear it.
Yeah.
Azalea Banks is just not talented.
No.
So it's like, all right, you talk all this shit. You on social media, you're donkey of the day, you're in the tabloids for something negative every fucking week. You ain't got no talent.
None.
Like,
none.
You, if you're not Kanye, don't be in the tabloids for something negative every week.
No. Only Kanye can.
Kanye has fucking talent.
And he has a reason. Like, he can get away with that shit.
He has a reason and he has talent.
You have no number one.
Sometimes, I don't know if he has a reason, though. I don't know about the contacts.
I don't want to say he has a reason, but he can get away with it.
He definitely can get away with it because of his talent.
He's Kanye.
Because of his talent.
You're somewhere in Harlem right now, tweeting, tweeting your heart away. All right? So, all right. She got into a few things this week. Mm-hmm. First, she went to show love to that dude from One Direction that's no longer in One Direction.
Zayn. Yeah.
Right? And was like, oh, he's so cute or whatever, whatever. Then he sent a tweet out saying, like, I saw what you was trying to do, but, like, pretty much you're not going to get a response from me.
Right.
But he didn't put an at.
He didn't
say who it was towards. And it's not like he said it immediately after.
Could have been to anybody.
Exactly. So she saw that and lost her mind. She called him a sand nigger.
Oh,
she threatened him. She said that he was a reject. He was in a group with a bunch of white boys and they kicked him out. And like, yo, she was just losing her mind.
Azalea Banks is the most prejudiced,
ignorant
bitch on the planet,
she
son.
Is.
Holy shit.
Yeah, you know what? Let me not even say that. But nah, yo, she really is the fucking worst. And then he responds, he's just like, yo, that wasn't even towards you. And then she kept losing her mind.
Oh man.
Which led into that chick that's on like all these Disney shows that my kids like to watch. I think her name is Sky Jackson. Mm. She's just like, yo, Azalea Banks needs to like simmer down.
Right.
And then Azalea Banks starts going off on her. Like, oh, you know what I mean? You don't have no talent. I'm more relevant than you. You're only relevant for a meme.
Bitch,
like,
you're relevant for negativity.
You got to give a salute to Sky Jackson. She's 14 years old and was roasting the fuck out of her. She was like, I'm only relevant for a meme. She goes, well, 2.4 million people following me. Very irrelevant. She's like, you're only relevant for negativity. She's like, she said something like, bless your career, good luck with your career and shit like that. She was just, it was classy too. Like, Azalea Banks was just like, oh, eventually you're going to go and get your titties done and get your ass done and be a thot and all this shit. And it's like, yo, this chick is on Disney. Like, re-fucking lax. You know what I mean? And so everything she was doing, she was just roasting Azalea. Like, it was almost to the point like, yo, get the fuck off of Twitter.
Didn't like somebody from ASAP post a picture of Azalea Banks next to a fucking raw dick on her face?
Yes.
Like, what is this bitch doing? Yes.
Oh, no. And I found out amazing news today. Amazing. From all her wild shit that she was saying towards the One Direction nigga Zayn and her threats, she got pulled from a major, major show out in the UK. And then from her threats, her account is now suspended.
Oh, yeah, it's a wrap for her.
Oh, my God. Like, that's the only thing you're relevant for? Oh, it's over for you.
Look at God.
Look at God. Once I found out that her shit was suspended, I was OD happy. I don't follow her. I try not to follow her. I really try to, like, not follow people who are just negative and all that shit. But, of course, I always hear about it. I was OD happy when I heard about that.
Karma lives.
Oh, OD lives, man. OD lives. All right. And then
some other social media confusion.
Yeah, some social media confusion.
Oh, this was funny.
This was OD funny. This is for you young niggas.
Oh, this was funny. Because you know what? You know something is, you know it's bad when you start questioning yourself. Mm-hmm. I'm not even gonna lie. I saw this, so let's talk about it real quick. So XXL posted a picture with, I think it was Nas and two other, who was it?
It was Nas, Diddy, and Future.
Okay, boom. So the caption said, Esco, Future, and Puff, or some shit like that, right? All right, cool. Niggas on Twitter start going off on XXL. Like, yo, how you gonna disrespect the one of the greatest? How you gonna disrespect Nas by calling him Esco? Fuck is you talking about? Yo, Nas, they was adding Nas on Twitter. Like, yo, Nas, you need to come at XXL for this, nigga. They got you confused.
And then there was also people going the other way because there's a DJ Esco. And they were like, well, that doesn't look like a DJ to me. Doesn't look like, I forgot his tag, but they're like, that doesn't look like this dude and all this stuff. And I'm just sitting back like, the N, the A to the S-I-R, if I wasn't, I must have been Escobar.
So now this is the thing. I read this, right? So this is the thing. So I was reading these tweets, right? Because people were actually like retweeting the stupid tweets, and they were like, haha, this is funny, right? So I'm reading them, and I'm like, all right, okay, wait a minute. Am I wrong? What? I thought he was Esco. Wait. Okay. All right, Nas is Escobar, Esco for short. All right. Well, why are they saying this? Wait a minute, he's not as... I'm like, nah, there's nothing wrong with this. Yeah. Because I wasn't understanding. I'm like, I don't get the joke. Yeah. I'm like, I don't get it. So then, finally, somebody tweeted like, yo, these new niggas is crazy. And then I'm like, oh, they don't get it. I went to XXL's page and I saw it and I'm like, oh, these niggas is wild. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. I don't understand. Maybe he hasn't called himself Esco in a long time. Maybe.
I think he has. But like I said, because DJ Esco did the tape with Future.
Okay.
So
he's more relevant right now.
He's relevant as Esco.
In the name Esco. I got you.
Than Nas. I'll tell you what. If somebody says Esco today,
right,
I'm going to say Nas.
Exactly.
I won't even think about the DJ. Right, I'm going to be like, oh, Nas. You mean Nas? There's even been a few times where I've been discussing Nas and I said Esco.
Right.
Just Hov.
Jay-Z,
Hov. Yeah, Jay-Z,
right.
Hov.
Right.
I'll say Hov.
Eminem, I mean? Slim. It's nigga. Just little...
Shady.
Those little things. Right. Those little things. Just, you know what I mean? The little names.
We know. Let there be a DJ Shady comes out tomorrow. If I say Shady, I'm going to be referring
you're gonna
to
be,
him.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Whatever the case may be. So y'all are out there losing your mind, not knowing your history. You know what I mean? And then what I'm more embarrassed about is the dudes who were tagging Nas, like, yo, y'all gotta fix this. And I'm just like,
going hard.
If you were such a fan,
right,
you should know.
My nigga, Nas is blocking every one of y'all niggas.
All of y'all that's showing love, Nas is like, nope, you weren't in the gym shooting with me.
This nigga Nas had a block party the other day.
He's no, right? Not today.
My nigga.
As you burp.
Who the fuck? I burped because I was trying to rush to say, who the fuck are you?
I was trying to get the Mutombo raspiness, but it just didn't happen.
No.
Not today.
Okay, man. You sound Spanish, my nigga.
I do.
You don't sound like Mutombo.
You sound like a Latin lover.
Yes,
okay?
exactly why I'm laughing.
Oh, fuck you.
Anyway, I kind of feel sorry for Nas, though, because it's almost like, my nigga, you a fucking legend over 20 years. My nigga, he was 17 when he put out Illmatic. So it's like, for people to not know their history like that, it's almost like a slap in the fucking face.
OD.
I feel bad. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's funny, but I also feel bad. Like, imagine how Nas felt like, yo, these niggas really don't know.
Yeah, they don't know.
Like, these niggas don't even know me. Especially because the last time he put out an album was 2012. You know what I mean? So it's like, yo, these niggas really have no idea. They just know me because people talk about me.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
You hear people say that I'm great, but you really don't know why I'm great.
Yeah, it's fucked up, man.
But then you show me love, but you really, it's fake love.
Right. It's fucked up.
It is what it is, man.
But I wanted to talk about, what was it, Saturday when we was out watching Civil War. There was a There was a boxing fight. It was Canelo Alvarez and Amir Khan. Now, I haven't really watched, I don't really watch boxing like that no more. The only fights I really watch is a fight where it's Pac-Man or Mayweather.
I did want to see this one, but not as much as I wanted to see Civil War.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And you know, the thing is, the shit has not gotten any cheaper. Pay-per-view has not gotten any cheaper. Still $60 or whatever the fuck it was back in the day. It's still the same price.
Nah, OD.
And first of all, Canelo Alvarez cleaned Amir Khan.
I think it was the sixth round, I think it was.
Cleaned him, fifth or sixth round. Yeah. And the thing is, Amir Khan was winning those first four or five rounds. You know what I'm saying? He was winning as far as points go, being a better boxer. But Canelo Alvarez caught this nigga on some Pacquiao shit and laid this nigga the fuck out. Okay, first of all, the highlights are ridiculous. Like, when I say clean, I mean like fucking clear to the jaw, tap this nigga.
Nah, it was y'all gotta see it if y'all haven't seen it.
And the shit that's admirable about it is the nigga, he knew he knocked him out bad. As the referee was like, yo, it's over, Canelo was the first nigga that was by Amir Khan's side. Like, my nigga, wake up.
Yeah, wake up.
Like, yo, I didn't mean. You know, when you're in a fight.
I did this.
I don't know if any of y'all ever really knocked somebody the fuck out, put them to sleep. I never put nobody to sleep. I got to really be honest. I've knocked niggas down to the point where they down and they're out. I've never like put somebody to sleep where I'm worried about them. You put somebody to sleep, my nigga, that feeling in the back of your mind, your heart might jump. It's like, yo, I might have just killed this nigga. Like, he may not get the fuck up. Yo, Canelo dropped to his knees and he was like, yo. Like, he started tapping this nigga like Simba was tapping. like Simba was tapping his dad like, yo, wake up, my nigga.
Wake up.
Wake up. But I bring that up because I was watching an MMA fight the other day when I was in the gym. It was on the TV. And it sparked a thought in my mind, like, has MMA definitely taken over the realm of fighting, sports, you know, fighting? You know what I'm saying? Like, has boxing kind of just gone on the back burner? Because boxing is not what it used to be. Mm-mm. And now these MMA fighters, it's a whole new style of fighting. I mean, it's just what's in now.
Yeah.
So is boxing out and MMA is in?
I think boxing is definitely on its way out the door. I mean, it still gets a lot of love, of course, but it doesn't have the same allure. I also believe it's because they don't have a heavyweight class anymore.
Right.
Like, they do, but the champ right now is some big, overweight, sloppy nigga.
Yeah, it's not what it used to
be. And, like there's no stars in the heavyweight class.
Right.
I mean, and then as you get lower, you have your, you know, your Pacquiao's, you have your Canelo's, so on and so forth. But they don't have as many star fighters as they used to have back in the day.
And the sad thing is, we come from a different era. So it's like, you know, we came from the era we had Roy Jones Jr. Roy Jones is like my favorite boxer.
Oh.
We had Roy Jones Jr., you know what I'm saying? We had Zab Judah. I'm not in the old era where it's Tyson and them, you know what I'm saying? Like, but you know,
we have a few Tyson fights, right, but it was later in his career.
Yeah, so for me, you know what I'm saying? We have Roy Jones, we had you know,
Trinidad
Bernard Hopkins.
Was my guy.
Yeah,
Hopkins.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It was, and we had a bunch of stars, you know what I'm saying? And now it's kind of just like we have stars, but a lot of those stars were stars and they were in their prime. With the other people I mentioned, you know what I'm saying? Like, Manny Pacquiao is not in his prime anymore. Miguel Cotto is not in his prime anymore. You know what I'm saying? Who else? Marquez is not in his prime anymore. And when they were in their prime, boxing was crazy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You know what's sad to see? I don't mean to cut you off. Have you seen, because you know that Jones is still, like, fighting?
Roy Jones is still fighting?
So sad.
What? I've never.
Like, he's not doing anything big, but, like, he's doing fights out there.
I thought he retired
like,
after he got knocked out.
Yo, but you
by
know
Antonio
what's sad?
Tarver.
he's still going out there and he's fighting and he's still getting knocked out as if Tarver's not. Like, I just watched him fight and I'm watching him. I'm like, yo, this nigga's moving. You're on the canvas again.
No, stop fighting. Okay. Stop fighting. Just smile relax. At the camera. Yeah,
just go back.
Commentate.
They're going to cut a check for you
just
over
commentate.
There.
Just commentate.
Take those checks.
You're making bread.
Let Jay continue to make fun of you.
Yeah, don't.
As you're announcing.
Yo, I'm going to post a meme of this nigga smiling at the camera. He one of them niggas that just love the camera so much that when somebody's talking to him, they'll be like, Roy, they'll look him dead in his eye. So, Roy, what did you think about how Pacquiao was moving around the ring and Mayweather just, dominated throughout the fight? This nigga will be looking at you as you asking him the question. And as he's answering the question, he looks dead at the camera and smiles. And he's like, well, you know what, Rick?
And in between every pause, he smiles.
And he smiles dumb hard and stares at the camera.
Yo, who's worse, him or Foreman?
Oh, no. Definitely Foreman. Yeah, Foreman has a classic smile. I don't think Roy Jones is classic yet because I don't think too many people is on it like I am. Like, I notice it, but George Foreman was classic. I mean, just period, as a commentator, you can't.
Yo, I ever told you a story that my uncles thought that they were going to get fucked up by George Foreman?
Nah.
They were at a fight and Foreman was commentating. They had decent seats. Mm-hmm. And it was to the point where they were able to yell out to like Foreman.
Right.
And like he'll hear him. Mm-hmm. And so my uncle's drunk this, yo, Foreman, yo, you're one of the greats, my guy. You know what I mean? Shit like that. Mm-hmm. He turned around, smiled. He's like, Bali fucked you up.
Oh,
he ended your career.
No.
Look at you. Now you're a fucking bum.
Oh,
over.
No.
And so like Foreman kept turning around like, all right, guys.
Okay.
And then, like, they'll keep going. And then it got to a point where, like, he, like, started to, like, move his headphones. Like, I hear what you're saying. I will fuck you up. But, like, Foreman was trying to keep it classy, but he was looking at him like, I'm going to remember y'all niggas in the parking lot as this bum washes all four of you niggas. And, like, he's just, like, smiled and was just like, fuck it.
See, that's the one thing. That's the one thing that you cannot fuck with. So, like... There's certain things that you don't fucking lose. Mm. Now, you can't keep up with the young guys, but there's a certain shit you can't lose, like playing basketball, right? No matter how the fuck old you get, you don't lose it. Now, you can't keep up with the younger dudes.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm not playing one-on-one with Michael Jordan. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I'm not playing one-on-one with Kobe. Like, okay, we might look at it and be like, yo, Kobe's washed up. His career is over. You know what I'm saying? But that nigga will still wash you one-on-one in ball, okay? Roy Jones, maybe he is washed up. Maybe he can't hang with a Mayweather or anybody. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not picking a fight with that nigga. Mm-mm. It only takes 5 pounds of pressure to knock a nigga out.
No.
That's all it takes.
That's all it takes.
And I'm sure... He has five pounds of pressure in him.
He still got it.
Absolutely.
And you know what? I can fight, but I can't box.
Oh, no. Not
like,
at all.
Like,
and George Foreman, if he lays a hand on me, I'm getting knocked the fuck out. Mike Tyson, forget about it.
It's over. My pops was telling me that he ran into Larry Holmes because, you know, he's from Easton.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he shook Larry Holmes' hand and, like, how tight, like, you know when you shake somebody's hand, it's like, all right, man, you got a little bit of a grip.
Right.
He shook his hand. He's like, yo, this nigga is still strong as fuck.
Oh, no, Max.
And my pops was like, let me not say something slick.
No, you can't.
And he might think that he's like, he might hear a ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
It started fucking up. My pops was like, yo, I was very careful as I spoke to him. Because, like, all I can remember is,
yo,
like, he was expecting, like, he shakes his hand and thought, like, the Tupac line, like, he's flabby and sick and whatever. He's like, yo, he gripped my shit. And he's like, he almost broke my hand.
He's still strong. War veterans.
So, like, these niggas can react
like that.
And something will snap. Yo, and it's over for y'all. Keep playing with these niggas.
War veterans can still shoot. Boxers, retired cops. They still know how to fucking aim, bro. They still know how to aim, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You see a retired cop, don't be like, fuck the police, because they might still have their gun from retirement, bro.
They do get to keep them.
They do get to keep them, bro.
That's a gem for you young
And they
niggas.
Know where to aim, motherfucker. They got a better shot than you. Will you go to the range every weekend? Nigga, they live this shit, my nigga.
They're about that
you
life.
You know what I'm saying?
But now, back to your question, though, man. So, has MMA... taken over? Has it taken boxing's spot?
I really think the answer is yes. My personal answer is yes.
Question: how much are their pay-per-views?
I don't quite know, and I don't know if it's a lot more or a lot less.
Mm-hmm.
personally, I'm just throwing this out there because I don't know for a fact, but personally, I think it's generally around the same amount. Okay. I think, I don't know for a fact. Because boxing is either Showtime or HBO. Mm-hmm. I don't know where they do the UFC fights.
Got you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But generally, it's the same amount. It's normally like $59.99 or some shit.
I was about to say, let this shit be cheaper. Oh, they definitely winning.
It could be a possibility.
Yeah. But
I think MMA is more exciting. Because of the fighting style, right? Mm-hmm. They punching, they kicking, they elbowing, they tackling motherfuckers. Now we in the era of World Star, right? Where everybody is watching raw ass videos of people fighting. So when you're watching a boxing match, they toe to toe, they dancing around the ring. A lot of people don't like Mayweather. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And even you know, you've said like, yo, he's not entertaining. And I definitely get where you're coming from. Because it was different, especially like you said, when it was a heavyweight class, it was full of stars. You have Vladimir Klitschko, and it was just a whole bunch of pound for pound brawling.
And it was,
and it's entertaining.
It was brawling, but it was definitely wasn't just like
still
a
boxing.
Brawl fight. It was boxing. But I will say, because now that you say that, I don't want niggas to think that I'm hating. I did also give Mayweather props because I said the way that he moves in the ring is a talent. His counter punches is a talent. So just because he's running or like he's just not getting hit, that nigga is almost impossible to hit Mayweather.
And that was one of the main reasons.
That is a talent.
That was one of the main reasons why Roy Jones was my favorite boxer. Because people think Mayweather can move. He can.
Yeah.
Absolutely can. And I will go as far as to say he can move better than Roy Jones. He definitely can. But my thing is, Roy Jones could too, my nigga. And his prime.
Oh, yeah.
This nigga used it. Dance. Mm-hmm. He used to taunt.
Nigga, his hands will be down.
And the thing is, Mayweather, you could tell a difference between Mayweather. Mayweather only really taunted a few times in his career.
Yeah.
He didn't taunt much. He was really in there to get busy.
Mm-hmm.
Roy Jones really was having fun.
Yeah.
Like, he was really having fun, and this nigga was nasty.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason why I really love Roy Jones. But the reason I say MMA has taken over is because it's just overall more entertaining. Like, when you get into the ring, and that octagon or whatever this, shape of the ring is, and niggas is just throwing knees, kicking. Yeah. Even if the shit don't connect, you like, yo, if that would have connected,
if that would have connected, it was over for you.
Nigga, it gets a little crazy. Like, one little knock, one little takedown, it's like, yo, he got him. Niggas trying to bash his head in.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, right now, me, I'm just, I don't know, I'm different. I like boxing more. I don't even watch MMA like that.
Mm-hmm. We're in the same
boat. I can see it. I can see that MMA is taking over.
I understand.
Because you even got the female MMA fighters taking over the spotlight. You got Holly Holmes and Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
And that's sparking women and men to watch more of female MMA fights, right? And then you have, like, because look at the NBA and the WNBA. Nobody watches the WNBA. More people watch female MMA fighting than they watch the WNBA. It's entertaining. Sometimes it's entertaining to see that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, not so much my thing, but I see it. I see it happening.
We spoke about it in the past as far as like the difference with boxing. I feel like boxing, and y'all don't attack me for this. I feel like the technique in boxing, like, is just way more cleaner. Like, it looks more precise. Like, there's a lot of precision in boxing, whereas in like MMA, it looks like they're just looking for any opening to like, nigga, I'm gonna break your arm, I'm gonna break your leg, I'm gonna do this. Like,
I'm gonna put it in a way. I'm gonna put it in terms that makes it sound a little bit less antagonizing to MMA fighters. So with boxing, the reason it looks a little bit more clean, it looks like there's more technique involved, is because you only have one source.
You're right.
Of weapons. Right? You can only use your fist. That's all you have. You only have one opportunity. With MMA, you can elbow. You can use your fists. You can use your knees. You can use your feet. You can tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Think about boxing, how close they get.
Mm-hmm.
They wrap their arms around each other. You got to break that up.
Mm-hmm.
If it was MMA, they could body slam each other.
Let that shit rock.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If they get close enough, you could kick a motherfucker in the legs.
Yeah.
You could grab a nigga right behind the head and knee. No, in boxing, that's a penalty.
Yeah.
You touch somebody on the back of the head, that's it. Oh, you get a point against you. MMA, there's less rules, so there's more opportunity for you to wild out.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't make it any less technical, but it makes it look less technical because you could almost do what you want.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And for somebody who watches boxing, it just makes you think to yourself like, well, shit, what's the difference between just having a street brawl outside?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I know it's not the same thing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, but, I don't want Dom coming in here choking us.
But you got to think to yourself, if you was fighting a nigga on the street and you were literally limited to only using your hands, the nigga got close up to you and you couldn't grab the nigga by the shirt, put him in a headlock. No, mm-hmm. no. All you could use is your fist and tag the nigga when you could.
Yeah.
And that's all he could do. You would change the way you fought. You know what I mean? So it takes a little bit more focus. It takes a little bit more attention. And I think that's what it is.
And there's no hate from us at all.
Nah, absolutely not.
Definitely understand and respect it. And I know a few dudes are heavily into it. I know a few dudes who actually train, you know what I mean, and do this shit.
And I would never fuck with them.
No.
I'm scared of
MMA. That's why
MMA.
I shouted out Dom. I said, I don't want Dom coming in here. And
oh, yeah, I'm scared of Dom. He don't even know who I am, and I'm scared of that nigga. I know who the fuck you are.
No, I know who you are, and I've heard, but I'm good. Yo, just before we end this off, have you ever watched there's a movie on Netflix called Dogfight?
Nah, and I'm wildin'. You talking about I do know Dom.
Yeah, you do know.
I thought you were talking about Don.
Oh,
you know what Dom?
I know what Don you're talking about too.
No, that nigga is real.
That nigga is real.
No, I know Dom.
No, I know Don. Dom.
No, Donnie is real. No,
he's
Donnie.
Been real since I met this nigga in like middle school.
What? No, I thought you was talking about him. No, I know. Though. What up, Dom? What's going on, bro?
Dom. Yeah, I definitely won't fuck. I be fucking with him and joking.
Oh, no, but I'm not fucking with Dom neither.
But if he was ever like, yo, you want to step in the ring? I'm like, I'm good.
No, Dom is crazy.
I'm good.
Did you know that he's crazy?
I found out.
No, he's literally crazy.
I found out.
No, he's out of his mind. But anyway,
let's continue. The dog fight is pretty much dudes who do like the MMA shit, but like in their backyards in Miami.
Would never watch it. You know why? Because I don't like seeing people get hurt really bad.
Oh my God.
I don't like seeing that shit. I don't know if I'm pussy. I don't like seeing people get hurt really bad. Yo, like that's why I don't watch World Star videos.
I don't fuck with World Star at all. But like these niggas be going at it. And if you get knocked out, like now think about it. You get knocked out, all right, you might be asleep, but now your head
is banging against the floor.
It's not like a table. It's not like it's a ring. No, nigga, you're hitting the grass, the rocks. If you're on concrete, your head is gonna be hitting that. Yeah. Yo, it's rough, but a few of them dudes have made it into the bigger leagues. So it's definitely interesting to watch. Like, don't get me wrong. It's not like they're just sitting there, like, showing a bunch of fights.
Right.
They're showing these niggas, like, where they're coming from and what they've been through and all this shit. And then they show some of the fights. But I'm just like, yo, y'all niggas don't have, like, no protection, no gloves. Like, y'all niggas just going out there and fighting.
Yeah,
insurance.
Yeah, it's way different than being in the ring. Like, I don't care how wild and crazy and untechnical we might say MMA is, these niggas got gloves, they have paddings, they're wearing cups, you know what I mean, they're wearing braces. It's safer.
Nah, these niggas is like, oh, I'm just getting out the club, I'm gonna go out there and fight now. I mean, that's how some of these niggas look. So if y'all are into that shit, definitely check that movie out. It's Dog Fights. It's on Netflix, you know what I mean? So it's kind of dope, you know what I mean? You could definitely check it out.
Nah, that's what's up. I used to watch Kimbo Slice fights.
Matter of fact.
And those were dope. And again,
it was kind of like that.
It's just fists, though. You know what I'm saying? Kimbo was a hands person. Yeah. You know what I mean? And he wasn't out here throwing kicks and you know what I mean? I think he did eventually go to MMA. Didn't he try it?
He did.
And he got fucked up, didn't he?
Yeah. And then actually one of the guys from that movie we're talking about challenged him and they just fought not too long ago.
Yeah.
And I heard it was a very horrible fight, but like Kimbo still won. Mm-hmm. But like again, that just goes to show, like, yo, these niggas out in the ring, yo, it's definitely a different story. Yo.
Oh yeah, it's no joke. Like, no, like regardless of whether you MMA, a boxer, I don't give a fuck what you do. I'm not picking a fight with you.
Yeah, nah.
I gotta find that shit out.
Yeah.
If I'm gonna fight you, it gotta be because I had no idea and I just found out. If you tell me, I'm a boxer. No. I do MMA. I'm gonna be like, oh, all right, my nigga, you be good.
All right, no, let me go. If we have beef, I'm like, let me go back to my house.
The niggas I pick fights with are the niggas I know nothing about. Yeah.
Oh, nigga.
It's way easier that way.
Let me tell you, yo, I'll be in the gym and there be some dudes, like, if you look at them, you could be like, yo, you pussy.
Yeah.
And then, like, I've seen these, like, I'll be watching some of these niggas on the bag. Like, there was one nigga that was, like, kicking the top of the bag, kicking. And I was just like, okay, no, you're not pussy. You're actually OD real.
OD.
I'm
OD.
Gonna go lift these weights now.
Actually, shout out to Loco too, because I saw him hitting the bag, and I was like, "Yo, this nigga Loco kind of got hands.
Loco got
kind of got some hands. He got some hands. That's what's up, yo. We out here. You know, we out here.
Definitely.
But anyway, that's all we really got for this episode of the Officially Street Podcast. But yo, tweet us at TOSPodcast_SO. Email us at officiallystreet@gmail.com. Even though nobody emails us. Holla at us on Facebook, facebook.com/officiallystreet.
Check out the website. Did you say that yet?
Officiallystreet.com.
Officiallystreet.com.
I got to actually add more content to that.
Jay's been updating it, man.
I've been trying.
It's looking really good. Y'all definitely need to go check it out. Subscribe to us on iTunes if you guys haven't already. Follow us on SoundCloud if you don't have an iPhone or Stitcher, anything like that. Follow us on there. Keep up to date with us. I'm Sire SO on all social media. That's SYERSO. Snapchat, if y'all want to follow me. I actually had a few people follow me on that shit now. Probably from this podcast. It's Sire_SO. So y'all get at me on there.
And I'm at JOmegaSO on every social media network. And that's a new episode of the Officially Street Podcast. And we hope to hear from y'all next week. Because we'll be back.
We out.
I said I'm moving my way, doing my thing, with nothing but a dollar in the chain. And we all just trying to get paid. And we all just trying to get paid. I said it's all about pain, going insane, wondering when things gon' change. And we all just trying to get paid. And we all just trying to get paid. Yeah. I swear we all trying to get it, and we all trying to stack it. If I had it, I would spend it all. With more money, more problems, I said fuck it, we can stumble. Drama, I will spit it all away. My family know what it is. I've been trying to hit a biz. I've been out here grinding, trying to get this cake. Gotta get up on my mama crib, then go by my mama crib. Call her up and tell her quit a job today. Like you don't need that post office no more. Throw 100 bands, my step pass, all them go open the store. And my brother could go open that school he always wanted. By my grandmama, that chinchilla, so she'll be out here stunting. And my little cousin, shit, they could get whatever. Cause once a nigga paid, my whole family rich forever, man. That's how I see it on some bullshit. Up in there, made back on some rush shit. Floss shit. I'm living my way, doing my thing. With nothing but a dollar in the train. And we all just trying to get paid. And we all just trying to get paid. I said it's all in my brain. Going insane. Wondering when things gon' change. And we all just trying to get paid.
Okay, I'm on a mission to get to these riches. So for that chicken, I blow the gravy straight out of your biscuit. I'm in the kitchen, cooking that raw while you looking in awe. Shook in appalled that I took your rook with a pawn and you in submission. Give it a rest, I'm the best. Ain't no competition left. I'm playing chess, you gotta do better. You playing checkers, boy. Gotta get this win for my mother, soon to be wife and my brother. So I'ma grind like no other to get this cheddar, boy.
And I'ma do it my way. I promise I'ma do it my way. Feel like I'm going insane. We all just trying to get paid.
Cause money is power, but don't forget that it's also the root of evil. Don't let it make you become what the devil wants you to be. You just gotta focus on getting your tokens, but also be you. Just do what me and CG do.
I said I'm moving my way, doing my thing, with nothing but a dollar in the chain. And we all just trying to get paid. And we all just trying to get paid. I said it's all about fame. Going insane. Wondering when things gon' change. And we all just trying to get paid. And we all just trying to get paid. I said I'm living my way. Doing my thing. With nothing but a dollar in the chain. And we all just trying to get paid. And we all just trying to get paid. Said it's all in my brain. Going insane. Wondering when things gon' change. And we all just trying to get paid. And we all just trying to get paid. Yeah.